بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بادروا بالأعمال سبعا هل تنتظرون إلا فقرا منسيا أو غنى مطغيا أو مرضا مفسدا أو هرما مفتدا أو موتا مجهزا أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر أو الساعة فالساعة أدهى وأمر. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. We're discussing the chapter Babul Mubadarati ila al-Khairat, the chapter on hastening towards doing or the fulfilling of good deeds and not delaying. In this context, this hadith is an ajeeb hadith, wherein we find that a human being, the debilitating circumstances that can occur in his life, obstacles to doing good deeds, generally are of two types. One is that which afflict a person on an individual basis, and the other is that type which will inflict humanity on a general basis. We find that in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see the great knowledge and insight and intelligence which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with, in that he mentioned seven things that can occur in the life of a person, either individually or, as I mentioned, collectively, which will become an obstacle to a person doing good deeds or fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and can thereby affect his dunya and affect his akhirat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narrator is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasten towards actions, hasten towards good deeds, stop delaying, stop putting it off, as is human nature. We tend to delay, put things off. Realize that your present circumstances are the most ideal circumstances. He said, hasten towards doing good deeds before seven things overtake you. And then Rasulullah said, hal tantadhirun. In layman's terms, understand this like this, that what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for perhaps faqram munsiya or ghinan mutghiya? We find that when it comes to a person's livelihood, human beings generally are in one of two conditions. Either they are tested with poverty, and often poverty can become such that it will cause a person to become forgetful, preoccupied, and he will be preoccupied from fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of engaging in addressing the demands and requirements and needs of his poverty, of his lack of wealth. Or on the other hand, people may be granted wealth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And excessive wealth also can be a problem. Why? Because sometimes the person becomes arrogant and he becomes boastful, and this leads him to transgress or to rebel against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah refers to this in the Quran. Allah ta'ala says, Kalla inna al-insana la yatgha ar-ra'ahu istaghna inna ila rabbika ruj'a. That this human being is such that he transgresses when he becomes wealthy. Doesn't he realize that he has to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for such a poverty which will cause you to become forgetful? Or are you waiting for such wealth which will cause you to transgress the commands of Allah? Or maradan mufsida, are you waiting for some illness which will disable you? You have your health today, carry out Allah's commands, because perhaps tomorrow you may be afflicted with an illness, paralysis or something else, Allah protect us, which will now become an obstacle to you fulfilling the commands of Allah ta'ala. Or, O haraman mufnida, or are you waiting for old age, which brings with it senility? Allah Ta'ala refers to this in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala says, minkum may yuraddu ila ardhal al-umr. Somewhere else Allah Ta'ala says, likay la ya'alama ba'da ilmin shay'a. That when a person becomes excessively old, then he starts behaving like a child, and he forgets, he loses his memory, and all sorts of illnesses which are linked and attached to old age. This is why this is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek protection from. Min an yurad ila ardhal al-umr. We find this expression in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The stage which Quran refers to as ardhal al-umr. We find that those who have to look after such people who are so old, elderly parents, etc., they become frustrated with them. And often you'll hear an adult saying about the elderly father or elderly mother that Allah Ta'ala must save me from reaching such a stage. In that, behind that is what? Behind that is a cry from inside, although they're not saying it verbally, that Allah Ta'ala must take this person away quickly. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, are you waiting for that? Are you waiting for old age which will cause you to become senile? Or perhaps you are waiting, O maut and mujhiza, are you waiting for a sudden death? We find that death, there are two types of death. One is that death which is preceded by an illness, or a person has to put himself in a dangerous situation where possibly he may be facing death. This type of death, a person prepares, he realizes, now I am sick, I am ill, my condition is worsening. I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar. The other is a sudden death, an accident or something occurs which he had not prepared for. This is something we find in hadith, mautan baghta. This expression is found. And this is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua that Allah must protect from. A sudden death, why? Because you're not able to prepare. You're not able to sort out your financial affairs. You're not able to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are running out of time. Basically, I mentioned five things. The other two things, inshallah, we'll carry on tomorrow. But I'm just repeating that. And look at it's like an expression. It's like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing you by, hasten to good deeds. Regard your present circumstance as a ghanimat, as an opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Are you waiting for excessive poverty? Are you waiting for excessive wealth? Are you waiting for sickness? Are you waiting for old age? Are you waiting for a sudden death? What are you waiting for? Why are you delaying in earning your akhirat, in turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.